Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we had asked, how is mutter for a man to be with a woman about whom he says, Pesach, Pesuach, Matzasi? And she says that she was onus. She's allowed to believe her. How's he allowed to believe her? It's a suffix for him, it's a suffix davar shebe'erva, because he knows that she isn't a basula. So he knows that there's erva issue here. Mitzad echad. And mitzad sheni, he can't be, you can't be samech ein erech nem, and erech nem be surim, but not davar shebe'erva, ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. So as we explained in the previous year, as far as Beis Din is concerned, so they can say, hey, it's shavi nashich adichat yisura, and we don't even know b'chalal for dealing with the davar shebe'erva, and we don't believe you about the actual maisa, we just believe you about the totsah, but the actual maisa is not considered for us a davar shebe'erva. So you could be samech on the fact that, you could be samech on the one witness. But for him, he knows the davar shebe'erva, but he knows she's not a basula. And memela, how can he be samechem when she says that it's onus? That was the kasha we ended the last shir with, off with. And we can explain now as follows, says the Rosh Hashiva Zatzalik and Reb Chaim. We brought the Rashba. The Rashba brings two reasons why we can believe her when she says nanasti. One reason he said was because it's like Safik Chelef, Safik Shuman, Erechad Ne'aman Ba, Se'erechad Ne'aman Bisurim. So when she says Nanasti, it's like, yeah, you don't know, was she Ones or was she Ratzon? Is it Chelef or is it Shuman? And she says Shuman. So you can follow along with what she said. That's one reason the Rashba said. You can trust her. The Rashba also says another reason, and that is that we paskin like Rav Gamliel, that if a woman says Mishe Rastani Nanasti, she's believed, because she's a Bari and he's a Shema, and Bari Vishema Bari Adif, and that's like Rabbi Yonah that's brought in the Rush. So that's why if she says Nanasti, she's believed, because he's a Bari and she's a Shema. She's a Bari and he's a Shema. So when she says Mishe Rastani Nanasti, can believe her. Because her bari is better than his shema. So we have to understand, why did the Rashba have to bring the reason that she's believed in Din Erech Anem Surin? Just like an Erechad is believed by Safik Chelef, Safik Shuman, he already says that she's believed in Din Bari Vishema. And it's not Mashma that he's giving two distinct reasons. It's Mashmi, you need both reasons. So he starts off with Bari Vishema, and he concludes with Ne'amanus Erechad Bisurim. So my high. It would appear that we can say that you really need both reasons. That the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba said that you can be Matir Medin Bari Vishema is a big chiddush, because the Mahus of Bari Vishema, what's a Bari? Bari is a taina. Chayra lo shayich din bari v'shema bari yadif ala b'mamen. Because since the person whose taina is bari, tanaso adifa zocha b'tanaso. Ma'ashen ken b'yisurim lo shayich b'hilchas taina shel ba'al din. And you need the ne'amanus of erechad. In other words, the whole word of bari v'shema bari yadif is when it's toin v'nitan. When it comes to a surim, it's not shaykh to have tainus of Baal Din. We're dealing with Isser. You need them in manus of Eid Echad. But not midin bari v'shema. That's mamanistic. You have two people who have competing tainus, so you believe the bari over the shema. But here you don't have two people with competing tainus. Here you need to come on to the manus of Eid Echad. Not arguing over money, that's where Bari Vishama comes in. So we can say that B'Yisurim, it's true. It's not Shaykh Din Bari Vishama Bari Adiv. And only B'Dabri Sheva Erva, but there's a Din Beis Din, and their Bali Dvarim, we have Hilchas Tainis. So now we can say that the Rambam really, the Rajba really needed both reasons. He needed Bari Vishama Bari Adif, and he needed the Inyan of Erechad Naman B'Yisurim. Like the Rajba said, that was how we opened up with the Rajba. That it's like Chatichat Safik Chelif Safik Shuman, Erechad Naman Ba. And that is Shalagabe based in She'en yodim klal she'ya pescha pasuach v'shenivala. As far as the Beis Din is concerned, that the Beis Din is not at all aware that her pesach was pasuach and that she was neveles. How do they know? Only mikoyach ne'amonis of shavi anaf she'chticha di'isura. And that's not a davar she'be'erva. That's just isurim ve'alma. When we talk about Shavya Nafshe Chetichet Yisur, like we spoke about in the previous shir, the person's not believed on the Etzim HaMaisa, they're only believed on the Totzah. So that's the Totzah is Yisur. But the Etzim HaMaisa, they're not believed, so you can't call it a Dabar Sheva Erva. And if so, it's not Shayich to talk about Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. Because in Isurim, there's no klal of Bari V'Shem of Bari Adif. Elamidin Erecha B'Yisurim, she's Ne'amenes. But the Gabay Atzmo, that he knows the truth, that he found her Pesach Pesuach. And by him, Erecha Ne'am of Yisurim doesn't help. Because for him, it's a Dabar Sheva Erva. So for this very reason, he is a din of Bari V'Shem. Because by Dabar Sheva Erva, we say Bari V'Shem of Bari Adif. Because we don't have Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif by Isurim, whether this is us or not, but we do have Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif by Dabar Sheva Erva. Here, this is something that comes before a Beis Din. Something that comes before a Beis Din, people are making claims in front of a Beis Din. There you have Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif, not by Isurim. And as far as he's concerned, this is based in Dick. This is Toyin Vinita. Because as far as he's concerned, she was real. This is a Dabar Sheva Erva. He knows that she has no Basulin. So that's why you need both reasons of the Rajba, Bari Vishema, Veilacha Bisurim, and that's how she's permitted to him. So again, Nachamo. As far as based in is concerned, they don't know that her Pesach was Basuach. They just know what he says. So for them, it's not a Dabar Sheva Erva. It's a Surin. So you can't talk about Dabar Batin Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. Because by a Surin, there is no Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. As far as the Beis Din is concerned, why is she believed? Because Erechad Ne'aman Bi Surin. But the Gabe Atzmo, he knows the truth that it is a Dabar Sheva Erva, because he knows that she really isn't a Basula. So in Mela for him, it's a Dabar Sheva Erva. And therefore, if it's a Dabar Sheva Erva, this is already based in Dik. You need two Eidim. Ein Dabar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. And there's a Toyin, and there's a Nitan, and there's a Dion here in front of a Beis Din, so we can have a Bari V'Shem, a Bari Adif, Dika Matziv, if you will. So as far as he's concerned, you need the Bari V'Shem, a Bari Adif. And for that reason, the Rashba says, okay, so now you have these two reasons why she's permitted. Mitzad the Beis Din, mitzad because of Erechad Ne'aman V'Yisurim, and for him, for the Beis Din, it's only Yisur. They don't even know there's Dabar Sheva Erva involved. And as far as she's concerned, as far as he's concerned, it's because of Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif, because for him it is a Dabar Sheva Erva. V'Nimta Lefi Dvareinu She'isha She'nis'abro K'shebayla B'Medinas Hayam, that a woman who gets pregnant when her husband's overseas is now menaced to say nanast, even according to the Rashba. Because that's what we spoke about at the beginning. At the beginning, the Rashba says that if someone says, Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, So Naaman the Isra love, when she denies it or is silent. But if she says rape, she's believed. He's like Safik Khatikas Khati Safik Khilov Safik Shuman, but Eirachar is Naaman Ba. And then we asked, Ayatatav Shabbat Erva. So then Asibus answered, no, but it's only Alpiv. And Alpiv, we say, Shav Shem Nafshe Chatichati Surah. But it's not considered a Darvish Shabbat Erva. And we explained because we don't believe him as far as the Etzem Mais is concerned. We don't believe him as far as the Etzem Mais is concerned. We only believe him about the Totsah. We only believe him about the Totsah, that there's Isser, but not that there was a Mais of Erva here. So therefore, we say, Erechad Naaman Bisulim. And then according to that, the Nesiva said that in HSH, there's Nisabru Bala Medina Sayyam. And we don't know if it's bonus or rutzen. So we know she was nevelas because that's how she's pregnant. So it's a davar shebe'erva. And Mimela, she's not believed to say that she was ne'aneses. And then we asked on that, how can that be? Because the Rashba compares this to a case of where we saw she was nevelas. And she said she was anusa, she's believed. So that's the same as Pesach Pesuach. So even if we know that she was, that's a Dover Sheva Erva, so we saw with Adam that she was Nevelis, we believe her to say Anusa. And the Rashba compares that to saying Pesach Pesuach. So if Baal HaHalach L'Medina Sayyam, we find her pregnant, we know it's a Dover Sheva Erva, so we should also believe her to say that she was Anusa. So that was the kasha we asked in the first shiur. And now we're saying, Taka, that a woman who's Nisabrik, Shabbat Medina Sayyam, she is believed to say Nanasti, even according to the Rashba. Because even though it's a Dover Sheva Erva, and she's not Nemenes Batara Seidechad, we know it's a Dover Sheva Erva, like we saw in the Tshuva, the Baal and the Sivis and Mishpat. Nevertheless, she's believed Medin Bari Vishema. Because since it's known to the Bezin that she was Neveles, even Klape Bezin it's a Dover Sheva Erva, and the Rashba's Moida, the Medin Bari Vishema, she's believed. And you don't need Naaman to say Erechad B'Yisurin. Like the Rashba writes explicitly that if we see her that she was Nevelas and she says Anusa and she's Naamanis, then Bari V'Shema great, all you need is the Bari V'Shema. And when the Rashba says Vaiter is Medame to Chaticha Safik Chelev Safik Shuman, he's not talking about where we saw she was Nevelas, where he said Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. And there we say it's Adin of Yisurin. So Taka, if her husband goes to Medina Sayyam, we believe her Medin Bari V'Shem Bari Yadif. And because we know it's a Dover Sheva Erva, we know she's pregnant, but she's Bari, and her husband's only Shema, so we can believe her. And if the husband says Pesach Pesuch, that's Yisurim. Be'erecha Neman B'Yisurim. Because we only believe her about the, we only believe him about the Totsah. We accept what he says about the, even what he says is about the Totsah. He's saying that, okay, I'm usher to her. There's a surim involved here. Say there. There's a surim involved here, but as far as Isser is concerned, Eirecha Naaman B'Yisurin, she says she was raped. So if the husband finds a Pesach Pesuach, so we're mati her midin erech neman v'yisurin. And as far as the Beis Din is concerned, so you have a bari b'shem, a bari adif. But it's important to note, and I hope this is clear, that you only need to come on to the Eirechad Naaman B'Yisurim when he's answering her. When he says, Shavi Nafshe Chatichat Yisura, she can say, Ne'enasti in Eirechad Naaman B'Yisurim. So just, that's when That's when he sang, he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. But if Reinu HaShenivala or if Baal is B'medinas HaYam, and we know that it's a Darvish HaBe'erva, so for that you don't even need to come on to the Erech Ad Ne'eman Bisurim thing because he isn't answering her. We just have a suffix. We know that it's a Darvish HaBe'erva, but she says Bari. So therefore we can believe her that they're permitted. So he had asked again, the kasha was, how is the husband allowed to be with her? I, as far as he's concerned, she's a chaticha d'yisura. How can he be somech on her edus? So again, the answer is, he finds a Pesach Pasuach, that as far as he's concerned, right, for him, it's not just it's a Darvish HaBe'erva. For the Beis Din, it's a chaticha d'yisura. It's a Surah Heter. But for him, it's a Darvish HaBe'erva. So the answer is, that as far as he's concerned, so that the Beis Din, you have a Bari V'Shema, right? So in a chinami, it's a Darvish HaBe'erva, but even a Darvish HaBe'erva, because it's a Darvish HaBe'erva, it's Shaykh Bari V'Shema. Because in Darvish HaBe'erva we say Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. So that solves the Darvish HaBe'erva problem. And as far as the Chaticha D'Yisura problem, I he made her a Chaticha D'Yisura, Erech Ad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. And if she's found pregnant when her husband's been Adinas Hayam, so there the Bari V'Shem alone is enough. You don't even have to come on to Ne'eman and say Erech Ad B'Yisurim because he's not making a Chaticha D'Yisura. We just know that she's pregnant, so Mameli have the Bari V'Shema. So that is that's one way of explaining why the Rashba needed two reasons. We can explain additionally why the Rashba needed both reasons, and that is why he needs both the Ne'amanus of Erech Ad Bi'Yisurin and the Din of Bari V'Shema. Right, the Rashba is explaining why when. Why, if he says Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, so we say Erech Ad Ne'eman B'Yisurim, and we say Erech Ad Ne'eman B'Yisurim, and also we say Bari V'Shema. So why does he need both reasons? So this is based on what we saw in a recent shiur, and that is that by Iser Sota there are really two dinim. One is the Iser Bia. And then there's an additional din that because she's mizana tachtov, there's a pagam in the ishus, and that's why she's a sura. Again, by Yisr Sota you have two dinim. One is Yisr Bia, kuchol chavei lav and shebetara. An additional din, shalai deshe zinsa tachtov, nigrav nifka ma ishus shela. So her ishus is considered paguma, it's considered blemished ishus. And that's why she's a sura. And that's when it says, Tumah ksiv ba ka'arayis. So A, it's like a regular chayvei lavin. And B, there's a pagam in the ishus. This is like an arayis to ke'ishus when she's a sota. And the nafkamina between these two dinim we saw is that the din chayvei lavin she has even after he was megarish her. And he comes to take her, and he takes her back. So there's still chayvei lavin involved, but there's no pagam in the ishus if he takes her a second time, because the tumah of arayis is only now, because she was mezana and this present marriage that they have is pagum. But if he divorces her and takes her back, it's not going to be considered like arayis anymore. There's no pagam beishus, and it's unlike other chayvei lavin. And therefore, the Rambam writes, we saw that a sota is p'tura min achalitza. Kishemeis baila that a sota is ptura from chalitza, doesn't have to do chalitza if her husband dies before the divorce. But if he divorces her and takes her back, then she's going to have to do chalitza because this isn't considered an arayistika relationship anymore. Otherwise, she's going to be considered when if he takes her back, like other chayvei lavin that require chalitza. So that's one thing that we saw. And another idea we saw in that shir was what the Matnot of Yehuda writes, that Eirechad Naman, Be'isr Machzir Sotasim, Mishum De'Eirechad Naman Be'isurim. So that's Dafka Benidon, Shel Machzir Sotaso, Deinu El Chayvei Lavin. And therefore, Eirechad is Naman, Kederach Shenaman B'Shar Chayvei Lavin. Ma'ashen Kein Boide Tachtav Shubal Lahayra Al Girin Be'ishas Shela. It's considered a Dabar Sheva Erva. Like Gerishim is considered a Dabar Sheva Erva. Dabar Sheva Erva because he's Mafkir the Ishus. The Gamre. In other words, an Eid Echad is Naman to be made that she wasn't Mizana Tachtav. And therefore they can stay together because the Isser of Machzir Sotaso is an Isser Lav and it's not a Dever Sheva Erva because the Vlad is Kasher and Kedushin Tov Simba. So, that was the Chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda. So therefore, an Eid Echad is Naman for Machzir Sotaso because it's only Chayvei Lavin. And that's only when he comes to remarry her. Then we're dealing with Chayvei Lavin. Ma'ashen ken ba'oide tachtov, that he's coming to be made on the Giron Ha'ishus. He's trying to say there's no Giron, that their Ishus wasn't blemished. That's considered a Dabar Sheva Erva. That's like Gerishin. And Mela, right, that's Pogam Nerishus. So for that you need two Adim. So right, the whole vort of needing two Adim, that was the kasha we saw from the Avne Miluim. Right, the Avne Miluim and asked on the Noda B'Yehuda, as we saw in that shir, that the Iker Darvish Sheva Erva Shetzricha Torah Shneidim is Besota. And there it says, Kimatz Ervas Davar, Barvas Davar, V'yalfina Davar Davar Mimamon. And we have a Gemara that says, Ishtech Azinsa Be'ed Echad, Habe Darvish Sheva Erva, Ve'en Darvish Sheva Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. So again, we are Miyashev, that in the Isser Sota Labaila there are two inyanim. There's the Malav Omal Nigmar Nifka Ishus, and then there's the Chayvei Lavin. So the when the Noda B'Yehuda writes the Nidon of Machzir Sotaso is only Chayvei Lavin Erech is Naman. That's when she's no longer Tachtav. When she's Tachtav Erech Nami, you need two Eidim. But when he takes her back, for that one aid is enough. Because there it's only a regular chayvei lav, it's not a pagam b'ishus and a davar sheva erva. So now we come back to the Rashba. And we can explain that the nidon, if she was nevelis beratzon or beones, there are two issues. If we're discussing the pagam b'ishus that we have when she was nevelis, so that's midin tuma karayis, and it's considered davar sheva erva. So there the Rashba says she's nemenis to say nanasti, midin bari v'shema, like we explained davar sheva erva, we have nemanus of bari v'shema. Aval, she's not nemenis medin erech neman b'isurim, because it's davar sheva erva. So as far as the pagam b'ishus goes, that's a tuma karayis tikizach, that the ishus is pagam and they're not allowed to be together. So there, but she's believed because of bari v'shem. But erech neman b'isurim doesn't help us. However, there's also din iser chay ve'lav in greida, because we said there are two issues. Because just like we have this issue after they're divorced, we also have this issue by the tachtav. And benidon zeshe the surim ba'alma is not shaykh bari v'shema, like we explained earlier. Stam is surim, you don't have bari v'shema. And in that the Rashba writes, she's now menes mitin, eid echad, now man vid surim. So that's why the Rashba needs both. To be mad with this woman who said, nah nasty, and the other vort of Bari Vishema. So the answer is as far as, right, he said Pesach Batsuach Matzasi. So she might be she's a suffix sota. So the teretz is, so how we matter her. So as far as the Pagam and the Ishus, we say Bari Vishema, she says Bari, I was raped. And as far as the Lav goes, the Yisr Lav, so there we say that's Erecha Neman Bisurin. There she is, Neman Asal Tzerecha. No, Advar Meirim, and Be'ezer Hashem, Anachno, and Amshich, Shkokach Arbe Ledaber, Toda Rabba Rabba, Shehazan Tem Shalom.